La seguente è una lezione che Sua Santità Radharanaswami Maharaj ha tenuto a Villa Vrindavana, San Casciano Val di Pesa, Firenze, la sera del 12 maggio 2007, dal titolo La gloria del Santo Nome.
Srila Prabhupada's reply is: the goal of chanting Hare Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna. On the path of bhakti, the ends and the means are the same. Even in the most fallen condition, one could chant the holy name and be elevated. Dinahina yatachilo harinam udharilo tarasakshi jagai madhai. The testimony of the power of the holy name as two murderers, thieves, rapists, and robbers, jagai and madhai.
Testimonianza della potenza del Santo Nome sono due ladri, due assassini, due stupratori, due ubriaconi, Jagai e Madhai.
24 hours a day drunk on strong alcohol.
Per 24 ore al giorno bevevano forte alcol.
Every other word out of their mouth was an obscene curse word.
E ogni parola che usciva dalla loro bocca era cose oscene, parole oscene.
They committed every possible sin that could be imagined.
E potevano commettere qualunque tipo di peccato che fosse possibile immaginare.
Lord Nityananda Prabhu thought,
Signor Nityananda Prabhu ha insegnato,
that I have come to this world to glorify Lord Chaitanya as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the most fallen.
Sono venuto in questo mondo per glorificare Signor Chaitanya come Patita Pavana, liberatore dei caduti.
If my Lord delivers these two people,
se
then
persone,
his position will be certified forever.
La sua posizione sarà certificata per sempre.
So he approached Jagai and Madhai. Yes, you have engaged in all sinful acts. No problem. I only beg you, please chant the names of Krishna. Jagai and Madhai were furious. How dare this avadut approach us and tell us to chant the name of God? Kill him! For Jagai and Madhai to kill another person was like for us to swat a mosquito. They attacked Nityananda Prabhu with the exclusive purpose of murdering him. Now, Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Just with one glance, he could have burned them to ashes. But what did he do? He ran away. Because he had a purpose to serve. Haridas Thakur is incarnation of Lord Brahma. Jagai and Madhai and their previous incarnations, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, they got their powers from Lord Brahma. What did Brahma Haridas do? He ran away also next to Nityananda Prabhu. They were running really fast too. Jagai and Madhai were chasing behind them.
Stop, stop. We want to talk to you. Stop. We will kill you. We will destroy you. Stop.
They were running. Haridas Thakur said to Nityananda Prabhu that I have been, actually Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas, that you were beaten in 22 marketplaces and the Lord saved you, so you should call on the Lord to save us now. Haridas Thakur said, I was saved before by the Lord, but I think today I'm going to have to die because who is so crazy? You approach two drunken murderers in a public assembly and tell them to chant Hare Krishna.
Recentemente sono stato salvato dal Signore, ma oggi penso che sarò ucciso perché tu hai osato avvicinare due ubriaconi e parlargli di cantare Hare Krishna in un posto pubblico.
You are mad.
Sei pazzo.
Nityananda Prabhu said, it's not me that's mad.
Nityananda disse, non sono io che sono pazzo.
It's our master, Lord Chaitanya.
Il nostro Signore, il Signor Chaitanya.
He's the one that told us to do this.
Lui.
No one has ever given an order like this before in all of history.
Nessuno ha mai dato un ordine come questo in tutta la storia.
He ordered us to go to every person we see.
Lui ci ha ordinato di andare da ogni persona che vediamo.
To every house, to every shop, to every marketplace, to every bathing ghat.
In ogni casa, in ogni negozio, in ogni mercato, in ogni luogo di bagno.
To put straw between our teeth with folded palms and beg people with tears in our eyes, please.
Metterci del filo di paglia tra i denti e chiedere alle persone, a tutte le persone, per favore.
Chant Krishna's names.
Cantate i nomi di Krishna.
Worship Krishna.
Adorate Krishna.
Hear about Krishna. Speak about Krishna.
Ascoltate di Krishna. Parlate di Krishna.
Krishna is your mother.
Krishna è vostra madre.
Krishna is your father.
Krishna è vostro padre.
Krishna is your real wealth.
Krishna è la vostra vera ricchezza.
The treasure of your life.
Tesoro della vostra vita.
Krishna is your life and soul.
Krishna è la vostra vita e la vostra anima.
Please take his holy name.
Per favore, prendete i santi nomi.
He told us to give this message to everyone and anyone without discriminating who is fit and who is unfit.
Lui ci ha dato l'ordine di dare questo messaggio a tutti senza discriminare chi è adatto e chi non è adatto.
And Lord Nityananda Prabhu did that.
E il Signore Nityananda lo fece.
He's the Supreme Lord.
Lui è il Supremo Signore.
But how merciful.
Ma quanto misericordioso.
He's going to people who are so sinful.
È andato da persone che sono così peccaminose.
That in most of the religions of the world they would just be condemned to hell.
E la maggior parte delle religioni del mondo sarebbero, da queste religioni sarebbero state condannate all'inferno.
Nityananda Prabhu could have just thrown a thunderbolt at them.
Nityananda Prabhu avrebbe potuto lanciare un fulmine su di loro.
But instead, he bowed down to them.
Invece, si inchinò a loro.
And with tears of love, asked them, please, take the name of Krishna.
E con lacrime d'amore disse, per favore, prendete i nomi di Krishna.
If they refused, he would fall and hold their feet.
E se rifiutavano, cadeva ai loro piedi.
Beg them, please, take the name of Krishna.
Pregando, per favore, prendete i nomi di Krishna.
If they still refused, sometimes he would roll in the ground.
Se ancora rifiutavano, si rotolava sul pavimento.
Weeping, not for himself, but for them.
Piangendo, non per loro, non per se stesso, ma per loro.
Such compassion.
Che grande compassione.
Such mercy.
Che grande misericordia.
Justice seeks what is right and what is wrong.
La giustizia seleziona quello che è giusto e quello che è sbagliato.
In justice, there is reward for doing right and punishment for doing wrong.
La giustizia c'è un riconoscimento se fai una cosa giusta e un castigo, una pena se fai qualcosa di sbagliato.
But a higher principle than justice is mercy.
Ma il più alto principio della giustizia è la misericordia.
Mercy means where there is no qualification to someone who does not deserve.
Significa che quando c'è qualcuno che non ha qualifiche, qualcuno che non merita.
Nityananda Prabhu wanted everyone to go back to Krishna's abode, the spiritual world.
Nityananda voleva che ognuno andasse alla residenza di Krishna nel mondo spirituale.
He didn't become angry with Jagayan Madhai. He ran away, but in his mind and heart he was just planning how to give them love of God. On another day, Jagai and Madhai, they were in a drunken state. People were running away from them. Nityananda Prabhu walked right up to them. Just a day or so before, they were chasing after him to kill him. Now he's walking right up to them. They could not believe. It's you again? What is your name? Avadhut. They were outraged. It was like an insult to them. Somebody that ran away for their life by their powers was walking right up to them. Madhai picked up a pot.
Madhai prese un recipiente.
And with all his strength, with all his strength, he crashed that pot on Nityananda Prabhu's head. With the only intent to kill him. Now Jagai and Madhai, sometimes in dramas, they act in such a way that all the devotees laugh. Have any of you ever seen Jagai and Madhai dramas? And they're just, Jagai, Madhai, and everybody's laughing, like you're laughing. But the real Jagai and Madhai, no one laughs. They were the most fearsome people that could ever be seen. All the wickedness, the envy, the lust, and the power of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal, Dandavakra, they were all concentrated in the forms of Jagai and Madhai.
Tutta la cattiveria, tutta la potenza, tutta l'invidia di Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Dantavakra e Shishupal erano concentrati in loro.
Now, would you laugh at them? You would cry. You would tremble in fear. You would probably have a heart attack and die. I mean, they made the heavyweight champions and the terrorists of today look like nursery school children, at the best. They were the personifications of meanness, wickedness, and envy. And here's Nityananda Prabhu walking right up to them, saying, "You didn't chant last time, I'm giving you another chance." He crashed this pot on Nityananda Prabhu's head. He broke open his flesh, blood covered his face and started flowing onto his cloth. Now, who is Nityananda Prabhu? An expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Nityananda Prabhu is Karuna Dakshayi Vishnu.
L'espansione di un'espansione di un'espansione di Kriyananda Prabhu e Karnanda Kashyap Vishnu.
What is the power of Mahavishnu?
Qual è il potere di Mahavishnu?
Simply by exhaling, he creates all the universes come out of his pores.
Semplicemente esalando aria, tutti gli universi di questo mondo vengono creati.
And simply by inhaling, all the universes go into his body and are destroyed.
Semplicemente ispirando, tutti gli universi rientrano nel suo corpo e vengono distrutti.
All he had to do is inhale, and Jagai and Madai were finished.
Semplicemente inalando, respirando, Jagai e Madai sarebbero stati distrutti.
He's all powerful.
È così potente.
But such a merciful incarnation.
Ma questa misericordiosa incarnazione.
After being crushed in the head and insulted, Nityananda Prabhu, with tears of love in his eyes, forgave them.
Dopo che era stato colpito la testa e insultato, Nityananda Prabhu gli perdonò.
I do not mind that you want to kill me or that you have caused this damage to me.
Non mi importa che voi volevate uccidermi e che mi avete causato questo danno.
But it is most painful to my heart to see your sinful condition and how you have forgotten your relationship with God.
È più doloroso per il mio cuore vedere la vostra condizione peccaminosa e come voi avete dimenticato la vostra relazione con Dio.
Please take the name of the Lord.
Per favore prendete il nome del Signore.
Madhai was further infuriated.
Madhai si infuriò ulteriormente.
He picked up the pot again.
Prese ancora il contenitore e lo prese.
But Jagai, he never saw such love and mercy before. His heart changed.
Jagai, che non aveva mai visto questo un grande amore come questo prima, e questo gli cambiò il cuore.
He stopped his brother. Don't hit him. Don't you see? This man is a saint. He loves us. He's forgiving us. We tried to kill him.
Lo fermò e gli disse, perché vuoi ancora colpire questa persona? Questa è una persona santa. Ci ama. Ci ha perdonato. Perché lo vuoi colpire?
Meanwhile, the news reached the ears of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Allo stesso tempo, questa notizia che Chaitanya è stato colpito raggiunse le orecchie di Nityananda, di Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Lord Chaitanya Taras Trinarapi Sunichena Taro Ibasi Hishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should be humble like grass on the ground, tolerant like a tree.
Chaitanya ci ha insegnato che dobbiamo essere umili come una filo d'erba, tolleranti come un albero.
Should offer respects to others and expect no respect for oneself.
Offrire rispetti a tutti e non aspettarci rispetti dagli altri.
It is this spirit that attracts Krishna in his holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so forgiving. So many people offended him. Some Brahmins, they wanted to beat him and blaspheme him. And he didn't retaliate. Instead, he took sannyas just so they would respect him, so he could give them love of God. But because Nityananda, his devotee, was being brutalized, the Lord became angry as fire.
Poiché il suo devoto Nityananda era stato brutalizzato, il signor Chaitanya diventò incollerito come il fuoco.
Sadhunam hridayam mayam sadhunam hridayam tvaham maranyatena jananti naham tebyo manag api. Krishna tells that my devotee is my heart and soul.
Krishna dice, il mio devoto è il mio cuore e la mia anima.
Because I am always in the heart of my devotee is always in my heart. Because my devotee gives his or her life and soul to me, I give my life and soul to my devotee. I am the property of my devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am a prisoner in the heart of my devotee. I have no power to leave their heart because I am imprisoned by the walls of their love. Krishna is conquered by the love of his devotee. And a devotee is conquered by the love of Krishna. This is the purest love. Love is about being conquered. Love is about being controlled. Prabhupada prayed, Krishna, please make me a puppet in your hands and make me dance as you want me to dance. And Krishna wants to be the puppet in the hands of his devotee. Although he's all powerful. When Nimai Pandit was just a little boy, and Krishna, same thing. The neighboring girls would say, dance, dance, and he would dance just for them. And he would dance, and they would clap and laugh, and he, anything they said, he would just do. Then he would run outside the door, and he would see some shopkeeper selling sweetmeats and coconuts and nice and little child, he would beg, please give me all your sweetmeats and give me some coconuts. And then he'd run back and give them all to the ladies who were ordering him to dance. This is the Supreme Lord. Yes, when he's the creator of the universe, he's a very grave personality. When he's the savior of the fallen, he's very merciful. But when he's in the association of those who have pure love, he's controlled by that love, and the devotees are controlled by his love. Love is not about controlling. Love is about being controlled. So he came to the rescue of Nityananda Prabhu. His eyes were glowing red like fire. And he stared at Jagayan Madhai. And just seeing that form, the two most powerful, cruel demons in creation trembled in fear.
Semplicemente vedendo questa forma, le persone più potenti, più crudeli dell'universo cominciarono a tremare dalla paura.
Now this was culture shock for them.
Questo fu un shock culturale per loro.
Because they never feared anyone.
Perché non avevano mai avuto paura di nessuno.
But now death personified stood before them.
Ma adesso la morte personificata si trovava di fronte a loro.
And the Lord called out Chakra.
Il Signore chiamò Chakra.
And the Sudarshan Chakras, like blazing with the light, like the light of the sun, manifested on his finger. And he was about to release that chakra to sever their heads. But Nityananda Prabhu, he stood between the Lord and Jagayan Madhai. He said, please do not harm them. Please forgive them. Give them love of God. How many people who blaspheme you, who try to kill you, who injure you, do you pray give them love of God?
Per quante persone che cercano di uccidervi, che vi ingiurano, che vi picchiano, voi chiedete di dare loro
Nityananda Prabhu prayed to Lord Chaitanya, if I have ever done anything good in the service of the Lord, please let all my devotional credits be exhausted and transferred to give them love of God.
Nityananda Prabhu pregava il Signore, se ho mai fatto il servizio verso te, tutti i benefici trasferisci su di loro e dai loro l'amore per Dio.
Said, my Lord, you have come to deliver the most fallen.
Signore, mio Signore, tu sei venuto per liberare i più caduti.
In this age, everyone is more or less Jagai and Madhai.
In quest'epoca, quasi tutti sono più o meno Jagai e Madhai.
And besides that, he accidentally, you know, dropped this pot on my head, but it doesn't hurt. It really doesn't hurt. Please forgive them.
Per favore, perdono.
But the Lord was very angry.
Il Signore molto incolerito.
Then Nityananda Prabhu finally said, Jagai, save my life. He stopped him from hitting me again.
Alla fine, quel momento, Nityananda disse, Jagai, mi ha salvato la vita, fermato il padre.
As soon as the Lord heard that, he lost all his anger.
Appena il Signore sentì questo, perse tutta la sua cuore.
And he said, Jagai, you helped my devotee. And he embraced him.
E disse, Jagai, tu hai aiutato il mio devoto, e lo abbracciò.
And Jagai fell down on the ground in ecstasy. Then Lord Chaitanya placed his foot on Jagai's head and ecstatic love erupted from his heart. He was smiling and crying in ecstasy, and his limbs were trembling and his hairs were standing on end.
Sorrideva, piangeva in estasi, i suoi piedi si alzavano e le sue membra tremavano in estasi.
As he was praying to the Lord.
E pregava il Signore.
Then Lord Chaitanya, in great wrath, again turned to Madhai.
E poi il Signore Chaitanya si rivolse a Madhai.
And Madhai said, he saw with Jagai that he was in spiritual ecstasy.
E lui vide
and he was about to die.
Stava per morire.
He said, my Lord, please, whatever I ever did in my life, he did it with me. And whatever he did, I did it too. So if you're going to give him love of God, give it to me also. I want what he has. I mean, we've taken intoxications 24 hours a day for all the years of our life, but I've never seen him so intoxicated as now. If you give him Krishna Prema, give it to me too. Lord Chaitanya said, no, you have hurt Nityananda Prabhu. Only Nityananda Prabhu can give you Krishna
Prema.
If you fall at his feet. So Madhai fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda. And the same man who blasphemed him, who chased after him, who tried to kill him twice, Nityananda Prabhu lifted him up and embraced him in pure love, like a father for a child, such intimacy. And he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, please give him Krishna Prema. Lord Chaitanya told Jagai and Madhai just two instructions. First of all, you must give up all your sinful activities. And second, in the association of devotees, chant the names of Krishna.
E secondo è un'associazione di devoti cantare i nomi di Krishna.
Then Lord Chaitanya told them, come. They took their, they, he took, Lord Chaitanya personally took them to his house.
E poi il Signor Chaitanya li portò personalmente alla sua casa.
All the devotees started kirtan.
E i devoti tutti cominciarono kirtan.
And these two gruesome demons were dancing in the middle of the kirtan.
E questi due crudeli demoni danzavano nel mezzo del kirtan.
In ecstasy.
In estasi.
It was so intimate, the kirtan. Even Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Dvaita Gadadhar, Haridas Thakur were bumping into Jagai and Madhai. Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, never ever think that Jagai and Madhai are sinful.
I devoti e i segretari mai poi mai pensarono che Jagai e Madhai erano peccaminosi.
By the power of the forg...
Il Signor Chaitanya disse ai devoti, non pensare, non pensate mai che Jagai e Madhai siano peccaminosi.
You're doing very well, Nimai, you're doing very nice. No, no, this is just keeping everyone alert. Very good. He said, no one ever think that they are sinful. By the power of the holy name and the forgiveness of Nityananda Prabhu, now they are completely pure.
Tutti pensavano che erano peccaminosi, ma adesso con il potere e la perdono di Nityananda sono completamente puri.
And the Lord said, because they have taken my holy name, I have accepted all their sins.
E il Signore disse, poiché hanno preso i santi nomi, io ho preso tutti i loro peccati.
Just see.
Vedete.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden body turned black as coal due to the sins of Jagai and Madhai.
E il corpo luminoso dorato del Signor Chaitanya si trasformò in un colore colorito nero per aver preso i peccati di Jagai e Madhai.
The devotees looked up and saw the Lord in this form, and they were very much alarmed.
Quando i devoti videro il Signore in questa forma, erano molto allarmati.
And Lord Chaitanya asked Advaitacharya, Advaita, what do you see?
E il Signore disse a Advaitacharya, Advaita, che cosa vedi?
Advaita said, my Lord, today you look just like Krishna. And everyone started to dance and to laugh. And Lord Chaitanya proclaimed that, what am I going to do with these sins of Jagai and Madhai? Wherever someone is blaspheming my devotees, I will send those sins to them.
Il Signor Chaitanya proclamò, dove manderò tutti i peccati di Jagai e Madhai, dove i miei devoti saranno insultati e criticati, io manderò tutti questi peccati.
And then the Lord said, now everybody dance, everyone chant. And everyone chanted and his beautiful complexion became golden again.
E poi il Signore disse, tutti cantate, danzate, e naturalmente cantavano, danzavano, il colorito del Signore diventò di nuovo dorato.
So Narottam Das Thakur gives this testimony. Dina hina yata chilo harinam udharilo tarasakshi jagai madhai. The holy name is so powerful, it is so pure that it can even give love of God to the worst sinners.
Il nome del Signore è così puro che può dare amore per Dio anche ai peggiori peccatori.
There are two necessities.
Ci sono due necessità.
One is the forgiveness of a devotee.
Uno è il perdono dei devoti.
The compassion of a devotee.
La compassione dei devoti.
And the holy name of the Lord.
E il santo nome del Signore.
The combination of those two is so powerful.
La combinazione di queste due cose è così potente.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that the essence of all religion,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur disse che l'essenza di ogni religione,
to serve the Vaishnavas,
Vaishnava,
to chant the names of the Lord,
cantare i nomi del Signore,
and to show compassion to those who are suffering. This is the essence. Unless we understand this principle, we cannot jump ahead and understand the higher realities of Krishna's Leela.
Non possiamo saltare e comprendere le realtà più elevate della Leela di Krishna.
We must be instruments of God's compassion to those who are suffering.
Dobbiamo essere strumenti della compassione del Signore nei confronti di coloro che soffrono.
It is God's role to judge people. It is our role to forgive and be merciful.
Il ruolo del Signore è quello di giudicare le persone, ma il nostro ruolo è quello di perdonare.
Or let us say, be instruments of the Lord's mercy.
Essere strumenti della misericordia del Signore.
And it is our role to have faith in the power of the Holy Name and to take shelter. To have faith in the power of the Holy Name and to take shelter.
Avere fede nel potere del Santo Nome e prendere rifugio.
Srila Prabhupada told us through the Shastras that the name of God is so powerful. It can transform the hearts even of the most wicked. Lord Kapila has said, Aho bhata swapacho togariyam yajjivakri vartate namatubhyam tapastapaste juhuvu shashnuaya brahmanuchur namagrananti yete. Alas, how wonderful is Krishna's names.
Signore Kapila ha detto, oh ahimè, quanto è meraviglioso il nome di Dio, di Krishna.
Even if one is a dog eater, a chandala. Chandala means the lowest, most degraded, sinful society of people.
Anche se una persona mangiatore di carne, un chandala. Chandala significa la persona più bassa e degradata della società.
Even if one is born and raised a chandala.
Anche se una persona è nata e cresce allevata in una famiglia di chandala.
If that person chants the holy name sincerely,
se quella persona canta il santo nome sinceramente,
that person is qualified to be spiritual master of the whole world.
Quella persona si qualifica ad essere maestro spirituale del mondo intero.
Hare Krishna. But even a Brahman,
ma anche un Brahman
who has all the 25 qualifications of a Brahman,
che ha tutte le qualificazioni di un Brahman,
if he's not chanting the holy name, he cannot even deliver himself, what to speak of anyone else. This is not a sectarian concept. Nam namakari bahuta nija sarvashaktis. Lord Chaitanya said, the Lord has many names. And in each of those names, he has invested his potencies. The beauty, the sweetness, the power, the attractive qualities of the Lord are all within his name. The whole spiritual world, the pastimes of the Lord, and our own relationship with the Lord are all revealed in the holy name.
Tutto il mondo spirituale e i divertimenti che sono
Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Lord Chaitanya taught, it is the prime benediction for humanity at large, the congregational chanting. Even Ajamil, so degraded, so sinful, just chanted the name of his son, which happened to be Narayan's name, and was cleansed of all his sins at the time of death.
Anche Jamila, che era molto peccaminoso, gli accade di recitare, di dire il nome di suo figlio che aveva il nome Narayana e fu liberato da tutte le sue reazioni pecaminose.
So yes, there are yogis in the caves of the Himalayan mountains sitting with back erect for 20 hours a day, absorbed in silent meditation. Fasting and giving up all material possessions, wearing only a loincloth, enduring freezing, ice cold, snowy winters and burning hot summers. And there are other jnanis who spend their whole lives scrutinizingly studying the scriptures and trying to perfectly chant the mantras and perform the rituals and give the proper charity to the right person at the right time in the right place in the right way with the right thing.
Che studiano attentamente tutte le scritture per cercare di capire quello che è giusto, quando dà la carità, qual è il posto giusto, qual è il momento giusto.
But the results that all of them may receive is insignificant compared to the devotees when they come together, raise their arms, and blissfully cry out the names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Krishna, Krishna.
So some of you may be thinking, I've raised my arms so many times and chanted Hare Krishna. And not only that, I've chanted on beads and counted them so many days and years. And yet, my life's a mess. Correct? Say it very loudly, please.
Ma la mia vita, nonostante tutto, è ancora un disastro.
Have any of you ever had that experience?
Avete mai avuto questa esperienza?
So, what's happening?
Cosa è successo?
Why I'm not crying in ecstasy, my hairs aren't standing on end, my teeth aren't chattering, and I'm changing colors in ecstatic love. Still in anxiety. Still struggling with my senses. It is because Prabhupada said it is a gradual process. But we must chant the holy name with a proper attitude, with a proper service attitude. That means we are not demanding love of God from Krishna when we chant his holy names. The proper attitude is we are chanting Krishna's names for Krishna's pleasure. The state of consciousness in which we can access Krishna's love is spoken by Mahaprabhu himself.
lo stato di coscienza a cui possiamo accedere all'amore per Krishna è spiegato dal Signore Mahaprabhu stesso.
Ashlisyava padaratam panashtu mama darshana marmahatam kurotu va yatata tata vidatu lampato mat prananatastu se eva napara. My Lord, if you want, you can embrace me.
Signore, se vuoi, mi puoi abbracciare.
If you want, you can trample on me.
Se vuoi, puoi saltare su di me.
Or if you want, you can make me broken-hearted by not being present before me.
O se vuoi, puoi spezzarmi il cuore per non essere presente davanti a me.
You have every right to do anything you want with me. I am your servant unconditionally.
Tu hai il diritto di fare tutto quello che desideri di me perché io sono il tuo servitore senza condizioni.
Prabhupada has given us so many books, and all the acharyas have given us many scriptures. To teach us the proper attitude in which we must chant. We must be diligent. We must be diligent in our sadhana. At the same time, we must guard against offending others. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Lord Chaitanya gives a promise. And when he gave this promise, he raised his arms up like this, just to emphasize the truth of what he was saying. He said, if anybody just doesn't criticize anyone and chants my names, I will give them love of God. Hare Krishna. But to not criticize others? We must purify ourselves of that tendency. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. In the spiritual world, it is an eternal pastime of the gopas and the gopis to chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radha. And he descended with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The eternal pastime of the spiritual world. And it's given it to us. Do you know what's actually happening when we're chanting the Maha Mantra? We're performing the Leela of the eternal kingdom of God. Srila Prabhupada said about his devotees, you are all liberated, you just haven't realized it. I recently read something very interesting. It was a letter Srila Prabhupada was writing in response to someone's. Should I tell the story?
Yes.
There was a famous yogi who had a lot of disciples. He was teaching in the process of Astanga Yoga. This person was very powerful and very attractive. He's living in Hawaii. Hawaii is an island. Yes. So this person, his popularity was becoming more and more.
persona era popolare, lo diventava sempre di più.
And one day there was a fair.
With
many spiritual groups.
C'era un gruppo spirituale.
And he came with his spiritual group.
E lui venne col suo gruppo.
And he happened to meet devotees. And he saw them chanting Hare Krishna. And he was thinking, this is astounding. So he talked to devotee and got a book. Read the book, came to the temple. And as he was reading Prabhupada's books, he understood, this is the highest truth. He was teaching all his disciples that God is impersonal and you can become God. Then he started teaching them actually God's a person and we're all his eternal servants. Then by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, he understood, you know, the four regulative principles. He wasn't teaching like that. He started teaching him, you have to follow these four regulative principles. And he read, he found in Prabhupada's book this chanting of Maha Mantra. So he personally chanted. And he experienced something so beyond all of his Kundalini yoga processes. And he was very accomplished in the science. Soon, their group meditation meetings were kirtan. And then he took down all the posters of great impersonal yogis and chakras and all these and started putting up pictures of Krishna with cows in his yoga studio. He never even met Prabhupada, he just had one book. And then he had a meeting with all his disciples. And he said, I'm not your guru. They were shocked. They said, you are our guru. We've surrendered to you. You're our guru. He said, I'm not your guru. He said, my guru is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I'm only his humble servant. And I advise all of you, my recommendation is you should all become his disciples. Because that is exactly what I am going to do. He said, I've just been taking everything from him and giving it to you as if I'm your guru. So he surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. And all his dozens and dozens of disciples, he just sent them all to Prabhupada's different centers and put different parts. He sent some to New York, some to India, some to Los Angeles. He donated all of his property to ISKCON. And he just became a humble servant. Now, he became he was a very attractive devotee. The followers who were following him previously, who are now Prabhupada's disciples, some of them were saying that he is the only pure devotee in ISKCON, besides Prabhupada.
I suoi seguaci precedenti che erano diventati discepoli di Prabhupada e cominciarono a dire che lui era l'unico puro devoto dell'ISKCON oltre a Prabhupada.
Now in this letter Srila Prabhupada is addressing this topic.
E in questa lettera Srila Prabhupada stava parlando di questo argomento.
By this time that yogi was now Prabhupada's sannyasi disciple.
E in quel momento questo yogi era diventato un sannyasi discepolo di Srila
Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada writes, I hear that the followers of this devotee are saying that he is the only pure devotee amongst all my disciples.
Ho sentito che i discepoli precedenti di questo devoto dicono che lui è l'unico puro devoto del movimento ISKCON tra i miei discepoli.
He said, he may be a pure devotee.
Disse, lui può essere un puro devoto.
But I don't like this sectarianism that he's better than somebody else.
Non mi piace questo settarismo che lui è meglio di altri.
Prabhupada was very strong. He said, as far as I am concerned, all my disciples are pure devotees.
Per quanto mi riguarda, Srila Prabhupada disse, tutti i miei discepoli sono puri
devoti. Hare Krishna. There's different types of pure devotees.
Ci sono differenti tipi di puri devoti.
Srila Prabhupada explains. One type of pure devotee is one who has awakened his ecstatic love of Krishna and has realized his eternal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. Another type of pure devotee is one who has no material desires, he only has loving desire to serve Krishna. And another type of pure devotee is one who is struggling to control the mind and the senses, but they're following the process with the intention of becoming a pure devotee. If you follow the process of pure devotion, Prabhupada said you're a pure devotee, even if you're struggling, even if you have so many desires.
Prabhupada disse anche se state seguendo il processo del puro devoto, siete un puro devoto anche se state ancora lottando per controllare la mente e i sensi.
Srila Prabhupada said about this devotee, he said it's all right if his followers love him and honor him and give him special respect, but they should do that for all others as well.
Srila Prabhupada disse va bene se i suoi seguaci onorano lui, gli danno un rispetto speciale, però deve essere un rispetto per tutti.
Prabhupada did not like this cultish sectarianism within his society. He wanted all devotees to honor and respect all the Vaishnavas.
Srila Prabhupada non piaceva questa cultura del settarismo, voleva che i devoti onorassero e rispettassero tutti i Vaishnavas.
Because to the extent we offer all respect to others and expect none in return,
perché nella misura in cui offriamo tutti rispetto agli altri non ci aspettiamo nulla in ritorno,
from the extent we want to really serve with humility like a blade of grass and tolerate and forgive injustices caused upon us like a tree,
e con lo stesso sentimento di voler tollerare ogni avversità e ogni ingiustizia come tollerare come alberi.
To that extent we will realize the potency of the holy name. The unlimited, infinite potency of the holy name. So when we walked in the temple today and saw Hare Krishna Das Prabhu with his famous accordion, is that what it's called? Going like that. And everybody was so blissful. I saw ladies, they were swirling around like little cyclones, hurricanes. And I saw very stately
aristocratic, elderly gentleman like Nimai Pandit.
Ho visto dei signori anziani aristocratici come me.
He was just jumping up and down like a mischievous little child. It was very wonderful.
Molto meraviglioso.
So we should continue this kirtan.
Quindi dovremmo continuare questa kirtan.
Thank you very much.
Grazie a tutti.